episode 2175, Bright and Merry Days.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop sign,
watching people drive. Happy, happy day. Can you believe it? Christmas is around the corner. You have two more days. Oh, yes. If you're not counting, I sure am. Okay, maybe my children are, and the dog is too, because he wants some extra special vittles. Today is Wellness Wednesday, so no matter what happens during the holidays, it's going to be bright and merry days. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com, where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by the AIM Academy. Now, I want you to take a deep breath, because I don't know how your week has been, but mine, well, crazy doesn't even cut it. It has been so jam-packed, all for the benefits of wonderfulness. Yes, it's the holidays. Yes, we celebrated our daughter's birthday. Yes, my other daughter is coming. Yes, my grandson is coming too, which means we are going to have a full, bright, and merry house. But that also means there's a lot of other stuff that comes with it. And let's be real. Usually our lifestyle is messed up during the holidays. Bright and merry days are best celebrated when you're feeling good. Holidays, though, are not easy to get through when temptation fills your mind, and you have probably already been tempted. So how do you enjoy all the flavors of the fixins without sacrificing your lifestyle? 'Tis a season for food, fun, fellowship, family, and friends. It's called a mouthful. And maybe there might be a few packages under the tree. Well, at least you hope, because you hope someone has made a few deliveries between now and Christmas. But seriously, healthy living can become compromised during the holidays. And this is the time when you either rise or you fall. And when you fall hard. However, let's be honest. If you really wanted to control yourself during the holidays, you most certainly can. Now, unless someone is force-feeding you or hog-tying you to the table, you get to decide what you want to do. But you might still be tempted. And temptation is real. So if it's real, let's make a deal. That is your Kiss to Keep It Simple strategy. Let's make a deal. I want you to make a deal with yourself. I want you to make a deal with your family. And if you're having other company over too, by all means, include them in the deal. Because think about it. None of this is true. What you're looking at, you know. And unless if you are a toddler, you already know what you need to do. But guess what? It's a good time to have a reminder or two or three or four or five, because we mess up, and it's easy during the holidays to mess up. Already this week, I was cooking in the kitchen and my son came over and he said, "Oh, here's something Dad didn't finish." And I said, "Okay, great." And it was just sitting there and I'm like, I so want to finish that. Because you see, I would do that when the kids were much, much smaller. Most of the time, it's because I had to feed them first and then I ate like an hour and a half later. Do you ever remember those days? And you're like, I just need to sit. 5 minutes is worth me. But the problem is I ate to my dinner. And so it was like I was eating double, sometimes triple. And I wasn't eating like a ton. It'd be a little bite here, a little bite there. But what happens? It adds up. And depending upon your body, it may or may not work for you. So I made a deal with myself. And I said, you know what? There's no more snacking while you're cooking. Unless if it's cucumbers. Yep. I allow myself cucumbers and sometimes grapes. Those are my go-to. If I need that crunchy, crunchy, I grab my cucumbers. If I have grapes in the fridge, I can grab them too. Notice they're green. Okay, some grapes are red, but I tend to stay on the green side. But I don't eat a lot of them, especially depending upon what meal I'm fixing. The later as it goes in the evening, then I'm not going to have a lot of things with more sugar or carb related, which would be the fruits. I stick more towards the vegetables, so I have the cucumbers. Long story short, I made a deal with myself, and that has helped me. Now, there was nothing really wrong with me snacking. The problem was, is I really was having two dinners, but my body never felt it. I was never able to feel like, oh, okay. Food, eating, 20, 30 minutes later, it registers, oh, you're full. You have satisfied me. This is great. Move on. Go do your next thing. Oh, no, because I was still moving. And I would do about three or four other things in between that. I know you can relate. So none of this is new, but we need a refresher course. We need that reminder, and we need to understand that it happens before the celebration begins. And so already with me, this whole week, I have been making deals left and right. So back to that little leftover there on that plate that my husband couldn't finish. And I told my son, I said, you know what? I haven't had this in what? How long? And I started calculating. It's like, oh, it's at least 4 months. And he looked at me, he goes, seriously, Mom? I said, yeah, honey, I haven't. He goes, that's dedication. I said, yeah, you're right. And it's killing me. And then I had made something else that night and I wanted to take just one bite. Oh, I was tempted twice. Seriously, I was like, oh, one bite's not going to hurt me. It'll be fine. And I stood back and I said, no, it won't be fine. You know what happens when you take one bite of that. But you see, we need to have those reminders. We also need to be reminded that success is always on the horizon. Always. So don't ever set yourself up for failure. Set yourself up for success. So let's make a deal. What does it look like in real life to make it through the holidays with all this tantalizing food? And you know you want those flavors of the fixins, but you don't want to sacrifice your lifestyle. So what do? Number one, intentional movement is the bomb. Yes, do not give up your movement, whatever it is. And if you're like, but I really don't think I'm going to have time, then go for a walk with your family or whoever. Take your daughter for a walk. Take your dog for a walk. Take your cat, for goodness sakes, for a walk. But if you do nothing else, I want you to move intentionally. And it's not the movement that you're counting the steps in between the living room, family room, into the kitchen or the bathroom. No, those steps do not count. It doesn't count when you're getting ready for the day. No, it is intentional movement that the only thing that you're focused on is moving muscles. That's your focus. And then your secondary can be conversation if you want to have a guest or two or three with you. But you got to have that intentional movement. That is the bomb. And so already, I've been walking my neighborhood. You know, I've told you this, oh, I don't know how many months now ago. And it's interesting because I'm walking and my neighbors will see me. And it's gotten a little chillier here in the South. And they kind of roll down their windows sometimes and they stop and they carry on a conversation with me about like five sentences worth because they're, you know, on a mission. And they'll say, I cannot believe, Christiane, you are still out here. And it's like almost close to freezing. I said, I know, but I said, I have to do this for me. See, I made myself a deal. I know what I have to do to take care of me. So when it comes to your intentional movement, what are you not willing to give up when it comes to your healthy lifestyle? You've got to be willing to say, you know what? This is the deal and I'm sticking to it. And you don't budge. Maybe you don't do it as long. But guess what? If you get 10 minutes in, that's better than 0 minutes. If you get 30 minutes in, that's bonus time. But do something every day. Intentional movement is the bomb. Number two, you got to sleep more than you eat. And I'm talking about hours. I don't think we're really eating in bed. But if we eat 8 hours a day, and that means, yes, if you're snacking from the morning when you get up till when you go to bed, oh my goodness, that's a lot of food. And in reality, we don't need that much. So make sure you're getting in the Z's. You've got to sleep. Whatever your body needs, do it. Don't stay up into the Santa Claus hours. Wink, wink, you know what I'm talking about. I know I've done it for years and I'm doing my best to plan accordingly now. I will report back to you if I was successful. Right now, I have not been successful. But like I said, it has been more than a crazy week. And I know God's got it all. But you know what? Sometimes you just have to say, this is what I can do, and it's okay. Sleep is a priority. Regardless of what you're doing with your healthy living, we all need good, sound sleep. And I know you know in your family who really needs it, because if they don't get it, they're a grouch. Well, you don't want Scrooge on Christmas Day. So make sure you too are getting your Z's. And if you have family over for an extended period of time, take a nap every once in a while. It's okay to fall asleep to the football game. Oh, wait, did I just say that? Yes, it's okay to fall asleep during the bowl games. I promise you, someone will still have the ball when you wake up. I know, because sometimes I'm sitting there trying to keep my eyes open watching the game. I'm like, oh, I want to see who wins really, really. And I'm nodding off. I'm like, why don't you just sleep for 15 minutes and you'll be fine, right? Make a deal. Let's make a deal. Intentional movement. Sleep more than you eat. Number 3, limit your trips to the kitchen. Remember, those don't count as your steps. And so the less time you spend in the kitchen, the more time you're going to be healthy. You're going to feel bright and merry. And that's what you really want. Now, I'm not saying you can't have a few treats, but understand, the more you go to where the food is, the more you will eat. Why? Because the temptation increases. So just limit your trips to the kitchen. And this is part of the deal that you make with your family. My children know. And there are times I'm like, you know what? I'm cooking, but then I'm done. I'm out of the kitchen. It's your time. You get to clean up. You get to put away the leftovers. So then why? I don't take that extra 2 or 3 bites. I'm like, oh, it's just right here. I don't want to waste it. In the mouth it goes. For some reason, my kids are fine. They can handle not being tempted, or they don't like it. I'm not sure which it is. We're going to go with the temptation. And they're just like, no, I've had enough. I'm full. But mom here is like, oh, no, 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 bring it on. If it's sitting there, I don't want it wasted. So know where your weakness is so you can focus on your strength. All right? But you got to know the weakness in order to do that. So limit your trips to the kitchen and invite your family to help you. Say, this is it. When it's all about the sweets, I cannot enter the kitchen. If I want something, will you go get it for me? And guess what? I bet you they'll say, yeah, I'm happy to do that for you, mom. I'll be more than glad, dad, to take care of that. But you've got to communicate. You know, I mean, I would eat all day. I mean, come on, you know there's good stuff. But your body can't handle it, and it really is overload. So just limit yourself and all will be better. And then finally, number 4, stay on schedule. As much as you think, oh, I'm going to save it to Christmas dinner, you know what? Your blood sugar is going to be up and down and all around, and that is not healthy. And you may actually be worse off than still eating throughout the day. Now, if you're like, okay, I really want to be able to enjoy Christmas dinner, great. Still eat, but make your portion sizes in half. Cut them in half. It's all right. But you still need to have something. So all of a sudden, you're not tempted by something. You're like, oh, I'm taking 10 or 12 of those bites, when really you only should have had 3. So it's a way to keep what? Your body chemistry equal. You want to create that equilibrium within what's going on in your cells so they don't freak out. Because when they freak out, their party is a totally different party than your party that you're having at home for Christmas. So intentional movement, do it. Don't give it up, even if it's just for 10 or 15 minutes. And if nothing else, walk. I promise you, you will feel better. Number 2, sleep more than you eat. Number 3, limit your trips to the kitchen because they don't count on your steps. And number 4, stay on schedule. You got to make a deal, right? So promise yourself, if you get through the next week and a couple days, then you will reward yourself with fill in the blank, whatever that is. But you have got to make it something that you can't refuse. So it's going to be greater than the food you see on that table. It's got to be greater than those endorphins that you lose when you don't go walking. So it's got to be something really good. And think outside the box, whatever it is. But let's make a deal. You matter. Your health is the best gift you can give yourself this holiday season. And I mean that. And I know because I have been working on it really, really hard myself. My good friends know, and my family knows, that my body is just okay, is different. You know that, right? I've shared it with you. And it's not all the details, but it's the summary of the details. And really, it's frustrating. I'm being honest with you. I get frustrated, but don't we all? So it's not like my frustration is bigger than your frustration. There's frustration. So why allow yourself to focus on the frustration and change it and say, you know what? I can still enjoy the flavors of the season. I can enjoy it, but I don't have to sacrifice my lifestyle. So give yourself health this season and say, you know what? The temptation will be there, but I got a plan because I've already made a deal with myself. And I've made a deal and I've brought in my family and my friends who care about me, and they're going to help me succeed. So you know what? Whatever you do, if you have that one special yummy dish that only comes around during the holidays, then save that extra indulgence for that dish because you can have other things another time. And it may not even be associated with the holidays, right? But you can have that any other time. But the one thing that you really want, because it's great grandma's whatever it is, then allow yourself to indulge in that a little bit more and sacrifice something else that you can say, well, that's okay for later. I know you got this. And most importantly, I want you to really think about how you feel. You see, this episode is bright and merry days for a reason. You know, when I come on every single time, how do I open up the episode? Happy day. Happy, happy day. Why? Because it is a happy day. You claim it, you own it. Well, same with your bright and merry days. Claim it and own it. It's your lifestyle. Yeah, maybe someone will say, hey, you know what, girl? You really need to try this. It is the best of the best. And you're like, no, really, I can't. And be okay with that and walk away. And you know what one trick I do? I always have water in my hand, unless if I'm cooking and I need two hands. But if I am having conversation with someone, or if I'm sitting down, wait, that's not true. I may have water in my hand, but if I have my grandson in my hand, oh yeah, water's not in my hand. That's the only other possibility that I really, but I do have my water bottle right next to me. All right, I'm just being honest with you. So that is one thing I do. I have a drink. So if I need something to go into my mouth and I know there's a temptation, someone invites me to try something and I'm like, no, I really don't want to. And that's my first initial gut reaction that I should not have it, that I take a drink of water and then I finish my statement and I walk away. What do you think that action does for my body? It stops me. It's this huge roadblock and it says detour now. And it's a way to flip that switch in your mind and say, that's it. And you walk away. You give yourself that 10 seconds, even 5 seconds to make the better decision for your health. You're worth it. So don't give up something that you know matters to you. And guess what? When the new year comes around, you're going to be that much further along than if you go and sacrifice everything now. I know I started this journey again, a new journey, I should say, or maybe I really should say a new chapter. It's not a new journey. It's a different journey because I think we're at different places in our lives when we do things. And so since our move, life has, you know, gotten kind of crazy. And then I wanted to kind of ramp it down and really begin to bring things together and the business and what I'm working on and the family. And there's just a lot. And I thought, you know what? but I've been sacrificing something and it's been me. And I said, I can't do that anymore. I was doing really good for a long time, but then I gave that up and that was me. And I was like, I can't do that. And it's easy, right? It was a season. And so I said, okay, time out. We got to draw the line here. And so I drew the line in the sand. And I have been so focused and so dedicated and said, no, this is it. This is 120%. Like, it cannot fail. And so I want to get to where I'm going. Number one, I do have a destination in mind, but after that destination, I already have begun to fill in the lifestyle and what goes on beyond that. Most of us just stop at the destination and we forget that there's more to come. So don't give up on yourself. Okay, I'm rooting you on. You got this. Yes, allow yourself a little bit of extra tastings, but give it up from somewhere else so you're not sacrificing everything and you just don't throw it all away. Because I promise you, when you wake up the next day, you'll kick yourself. And the bright and merry feeling is going to go away because you're not going to feel good because you overate or you overdid something. So be cautious with that. You matter. Go out today, train for life, love your journey. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a blessed day and merry, merry Christmas.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.